Thanks for spending time with us on The Green this week. I'm Tom Byrne. For years, tattoo shops were kept out of Newark, essentially blocked by city code. But that changed recently, thanks to the efforts of one determined tattoo artist who led the push to rewrite the rules. In this edition of Enlighten Me, University of Delaware senior and Delaware Public Media intern Jack Silverberg reports on the story behind Newark's first legal tattoo parlor and the woman who made it happen.
The buzz of a tattoo gun cuts through the silence of Main Street. For the first time in the city of Newark, ink now flows legally.
I was extremely nervous. I don't think I've ever been that nervous in my life. But it was fun.
That's Brittany Lopez, owner of B13 Tattoos, which recently celebrated its grand opening as the first tattoo shop in Newark. Lopez says the new shop is a major milestone on her journey as a tattoo artist, a journey that had humble beginnings.
It became like a kind of like a little hobby on the side. And then, unfortunately, we went into the pandemic and we were on lockdown. And that's when I decided to take tattooing pretty serious. And I kind of never put the tattoo machine down since.
Her initial shop was in the North Wilmington area. Then, when she looked to move, she thought she found an area that offered a good opportunity.
So in my head, I'm like, all right, well, let me look out Newark. And then I realized there were no tattoo shops in this particular area within, you know, a radius. I was ready to sign my lease. And then we're like, hold on, let's double check. And when we double checked that I was not allowed here, that's why there was none around me.
While Newark didn't outright ban tattoo shops from opening, it wasn't explicitly allowed either. Confused? Let City Councilman Jason Lawhorn explain.
If you look at our code and through all the different districts, there's what's called allowable uses. And Newark code is pretty specific about what you're allowed to do. So if it doesn't say you're allowed to do it, then in effect, you're not allowed to do it, right?
And tattoo shops fell into that space.
There was a gentleman that reached out to me and one other council member about opening up a tattoo shop in Newark. I brought it up at council and it was pretty adamantly no interest given.
Enter Brittany Lopez, whose desire to bring her shop to Newark opened the door for Lawhorn to revisit the issue.
So then flash forward to this past year, we had this young woman come forward. We had a discussion on council at that point, and the question was, are we willing to even entertain the conversation about making it allowable use? And I was strongly for it. Through our discussion, council decided, yes, we'll have a formal conversation about it.
And Lawhorn says the numbers backed up his position that it was time for a change.
Basically, I argued that, you know, some of it's generational. If you look at the older age groups, a very small percentage of people have tattoos. And then when you go to younger ages, it was more than half of people have at least one tattoo.
Tattoos are becoming less stigmatized. What used to be considered a deviance from the norm now carries emotional weight for those who participate in tattoo culture.
It's more than just a body art thing. Our society has moved in how we view tattoos.
Lopez hopes to build on that change and set a new image for tattoos in Newark through her brand.
I keep things very private. So I think I am able to make a little bit more of an impact on the safe space with a business that is, you know, has that reputation of you walk in, there's, you know, a lot going on, a lot of music, a lot of noise, people hanging out, where I do the complete opposite. I'm here to bring, you know, what Main Street needs. And if it is a little, you know, a little pain with a little love and a little art, then I am here for it, definitely.
Councilman Lawhorn was Lopez's first customer at B13. He expects the business will connect with the University of Delaware's community, diversifying Main Street's appeal to students.
So it was a way to take a business that our students are using anyway and put it, you know, in their environment, you know, in their area, so they don't have to travel all the way up to North Wilmington. And it just adds some artistic diversity to Main Street as well.
For Delaware Public Media, I'm Jack Silverberg.
Thanks to UD senior and Delaware Public Media intern Jack Silverberg for enlightening us this week. And that's all we have time for on this edition of The Green. The stories and interviews you've heard are online right now at DelawarePublic.org. Just head to The Green's page on our website. You can also sign up for our weekly newsletter there by clicking Newsletters at the top of the page. And Remember the Green is also available via podcast at our website, as well as Apple Podcasts, YouTube, and the NPR and Delaware Public Media apps. We'd also like to hear from you. Give us your feedback and story ideas on our Facebook page or by emailing us at thegreen@delawarepublic.org. Thanks to all those who helped make this week's show possible. University of Delaware intern Jack Silverberg, Delaware Public Media's Martin Matheny, and our senior producer, Kyle McKinnon. For all of them and the rest of the staff here at Delaware Public Media, I'm Tom Burns saying thanks for joining us this week. And we'll see you again next week on The Green, where Delawareans get tuned into A First State of Mind.